Hey, Perpetual Comedy here. We did a podcast yesterday of our predictions for SummerSlam. Why don't you say hello, Mr. Flick Club?
Hello, everybody. And if there's any single ladies, hit me up.
So did you enjoy the pay-per-view as a whole?
Oh, yeah. I'd give it a 90%.
I think really the most exciting part was the...
Oh, yeah, you had Becky Lynch was unsuspected. I thought she wasn't going to come back.
So we had Becky Lynch and you had Brock Lesnar basically return. But let's go down and analyze the matches. For the most part, we were correct on what we thought. The opening was the RK Bros beat the AJ Styles and Amos. We kind of saw that was coming. I enjoyed that match. I thought that was pretty good. I think they're going to be very entertaining because Raw right now is the secondary show. SmackDown is clearly superior.
Yeah, definitely.
And the Usos retained their belts. I kind of saw that coming. I didn't think Mysterios would really do that.
Yeah, I think WWE is planning to split those two up.
I agree. I think it's inevitable. You know, I mean, Ray's getting old too. I mean, you know, I think he was just kind of helping his son get the push, you know?
Yeah, he's almost 50, I think. Or he's 50-ish.
Right. And the one match I actually did enjoy, it started off really slow, but Damian Priest is your new United States champion. What'd you think of that match?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was good. It was definitely a little slow, but it definitely got better as the match went on. And who didn't know that Damian Priest was going to win that match?
Yeah, I kind of figured that. I like how he took his mask off. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, and my buddy Justin, he was like, from the beginning of the match, he was like, he should just take that mask off and just start punching him in the nose.
Yeah, that would have been kind of funny. But no, we kind of knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
No, what other matches did we have here? Very disappointed that they took the belt and gave it to Charlotte again.
Yep.
It's a shame. I mean... And she's probably not going to get it back because I think they're just building. They want. All right, well, we'll go into it. Okay, so it's supposed to be Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks.
Yeah, definitely. I was disappointed because the match was too short.
I didn't like. I mean, and then okay, so Sasha doesn't even come out, and she's like buddy buddy with Carmella. So Carmella comes out, and all of a sudden. The man's music hits and Becky Lynch makes her triumphant return from pregnancy after almost a year and a half.
Yeah.
That was a good pop and I'm glad to see her back, but I just didn't like the way they went about it. And it was a short match and it was like her title reign meant nothing to me. That's kind of how I got out of it, you know?
Plus, if Becky would have came back, I think she should have came back during the Charlotte and Nikki and Rhea match.
Yeah, but I mean, by her doing that, it just tells you right now they want her on SmackDown.
Yeah, just plus you didn't have Sasha come out, and I don't know what.
Because what I'm thinking is, I mean, you got Bianca and you got Sasha, but outside of that, for the most part, Raw is the dominant as far as the women's division. So they needed Becky to come back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I am glad she's back, and clearly she's back in full swing if she's the champion. I mean, I'm sure tonight's Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown are going to be very interesting.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I'm going to get off subject for a second, but in other news, I saw a couple videos. CM Punk is officially All Elite.
And he's
going to be wrestling.
He's going to be wrestling Darby Allin in the next...
pay-per-view. It's in September, I think. Forget the day, but it is in September. You were right.
And another subject about CM Punk, Pro Wrestling Tees. You can buy your wrestling merch there. They just had an all-time record of selling CM Punk merch that I saw on Twitter today.
Now, I know AEW, what do they have? Wednesday night shows?
I think Wednesday night shows.
And what, do they have a Friday night show too, or?
They might have. I don't know. I haven't watched any of
them. I don't know enough about it. How do they go about their pay-per-views? Like, do you have to pay for it, or is it, do they have a service like WWE has? Do you know anything about that?
I think you gotta buy it on the Fight TV network.
The Fight TV network. Okay. Yeah. Because there was a lot of things mixed up last night. All right, but we're getting off track with
this. Also, I heard
all this wrestling talk after all.
So, I heard Bray Wyatt's going to AEW. I heard that
he should, and it's. I think WWE is going to lose a lot of. I think a lot of people are going to start watching AEW because they're building their brand. They're giving Vince competition like hard now.
Yeah.
And then if Daniel Bryan goes there, I mean, I know he's only got a couple of years left, but still, you got some big names going over there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think he better watch. I think Bray would be good. I think that would be, he could do a lot in the, he could, I think he could start like his own little faction or something.
Especially The Fiend?
Yeah.
Over there?
That was his character. He came up with the idea. That was like all him.
Yeah.
He's one of the most creative minds WWE's seen in years.
Oh, and yeah.
Ruined it.
Yep.
Absolutely ruined it. All right, what other matches did they we cover? Okay, well, you had the WWE Championship match, which I didn't think, you know, it was back and forth, and then Bobby started kicking the crap out of him at the end, and then his kid got involved. So I don't really know what they're doing with this, but what's your opinion on it?
I did notice in Goldberg's entrance, he was limping on that one leg. If you go back and look at him entering the stage and stuff, he is limping on that one leg that he hurt. So I don't know.
I didn't catch that, but yeah, he was definitely going after the leg. But he's only, I mean, so ultimately Bobby won the match, so I'm wondering who's next going to be the challenge. I think Raw is going to be interesting.
And then you have his kid jump on Lashley's back with no wrestling experience. I'm like, oh my god, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, so I'm curious to see what they're going to do with Raw and who's going to be the next person to step up to Bobby.
I'm hoping it's the Blood Hunter. He debuts and just beats Lashley up.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but
Jake Thomas.
Yeah, I was right. AJ's not in the tag team anymore, but I mean, I think the way they're building him up, it's going to be after like a strong bodied guy, cuz he's dominating everyone. He's having a much better run than I thought he would.
Well, what about Amos?
Yeah, I don't see them pushing him in the main picture yet. He just doesn't have that it factor for me. I mean, he's a big body. That's all he is. But
yeah.
I don't know. What's the next pay-per-view? Is the Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules, yeah.
So, I'm trying to think what they could do. I don't know. I think Monday Night Raw, you're gonna see tonight a lot of unanswered questions and... I think it's going to change the landscape of Raw, because right now SmackDown's dominating.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
By far. There's not even a question about that. But,
and of course, during the women's matches, you didn't get the Russian Blonde Bombshells debut. So.
Nah, your prediction was a little off there, buddy, but it's okay.
And we are sponsored by www.thehannibaltv.com or search The Hannibal TV on YouTube. We are sponsored by that.
JRP was, he's always looking for some blonde bombshells.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. You'll get one day, buddy. besides the main event, is there any other matches that we're missing?
There was two
tag matches. We got
Big E versus Baron Corbin.
Oh, I didn't see the kickoff matches. How did that go? Why don't you tell them about that?
Big E, versus Corbin.
He squashed him?
Yeah.
Did he get his briefcase back?
Yeah, he definitely did. And okay. I was hoping that Big E would.
What if he comes out on Raw or something? Someone lays out Bobby, and then Big E comes out. Watch out for that.
Yeah, but they gotta do it. Here's
the thing: the fact that Brock is back on SmackDown makes me think Big E is not going. He's not going to go after that belt. He's going to go after the WWE Championship. What do you think?
I was literally hoping that Brock would have interfered in the Lashley versus Goldberg match and set up that feud with Lashley.
I think that's what everyone wants, but I understand what they're doing. I read a lot of things online. Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar for custody of Paul Heyman.
Oh, yeah. I saw a meme on Twitter. I tagged you today that Brock
I'll have to check that out on my Twitter. I've been charging my phone. I was pissing my pants. And if you see Heyman at the end, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was funny.
So I think SmackDown is definitely looking good, but Raw needs a little bit of kick in their ass.
It's like that husband that comes home early from work and catches her.
Yeah, I saw that wife. Too. I saw there was a picture. It had like Roman and Paul laying in bed with someone else's faces and Brock coming in the door.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's, yeah. Now Brock's going to be a face.
Yeah.
Which he hasn't really done. So it's. But he's got a new look with the ponytail. And
I'm
he looks
not
like
too crazy for this ponytail.
That's, you know, it's a new look, but I
he looks like an onion.
He looks like he's a, he does look like an onion. But you wouldn't tell him that to his face. I bet you wouldn't. I would. But he looks like he's in pretty good shape, though.
Yeah, the black tank top and the jeans.
But with all the AEW, WWE, I think the wrestling world is getting a little better here.
I want his belt buckle, that skull belt buckle that he wore.
Oh, yeah. That would be neat. But what other match? I think did we cover every match? We got the tag matches. We forgot about the one of the losses I had, which you predicted it correctly. Yeah. Was Drew McIntyre ended up beating Jinder Mahal, which was kind of a snooze fest. Yeah. That great of a match. What do you think about all that?
I don't really remember that match. Did I watch it with you or did I watch it with Justin?
I think I came in towards the last four matches. We did the what's that called? The that streaming service where you talk on the
Discord. Add us on Discord.
I think we started towards the last couple matches, so I don't think we were actually on video chat when that match happened. But that match was kind of lackluster, to say the least.
Yeah, I was hoping that they would have brought Heath Slater in for that and caused one of them, but.
Well, he's TNA now, so I don't think he's going to be able to get involved, and I don't think you're going to see Heath Slater back in the WWE anytime soon.
Yeah, it was definitely like a go-to-the-bathroom kind of match.
Yeah, I think I went and got some beer downstairs when I was watching that. But
Edge versus Seth Rollins.
That was his entrance. He brought the Brood entrance back, and he did the Rated R entrance. They combined it. That was a really good entrance for him. I loved it.
But secretly, I was hoping that Gangrel would have came out with him during that.
have you seen what he looks like lately? I have.
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, he gained a little weight, but he still looks like Gangrel. I think he does some signings and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
PR work. But that's another one I forgot. That was a really good match.
Oh, yeah. Seth Rollins kept going for the neck breaker and hitting.
That was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed that, and I think it's safe to say that rivalry is put to bed now.
Yeah,
because I mean, Edge is he's not a part timer, but he kind of is, but he doesn't feel like a part timer. So I'm curious to see who his next rivalry will be. You never know. What if Edge challenges Bobby Lashley?
Oh yeah, I could
spear versus spear.
Oh yeah, definitely see that.
You could do that. I think Raw is gonna get a lot of views tonight because people are gonna want some answers.
But what if they have Goldberg versus Lashley, the rematch on Raw, and Edge comes out with Spears Lashley?
Yeah. Well, I could see that, but what if that happens and they kick the shit out of each other, and then here comes Big E?
Oh yeah, and then Big E wins the.
I mean, I don't know how long he's gonna hold it, but I'm. We'll see. Usually the SummerSlam, the Monday Night Raw afterwards, usually something pretty significant happens.
Oh, yeah. In the Roman Reigns versus Cena match, that was, oh my God, that kept going.
That was a good match. They did good. But I kind of knew that Roman was going to win after he kicked out like three times. When he kicked out of the FU on the top rope, I kind of knew that Cena wasn't going to win.
Yeah. And then Brock Lesnar comes at the end. I kind of predicted that.
Yeah, I had a feeling he would show up. I just didn't think it would be... I didn't think they'd have Becky and Brock both show up at the pay-per-view, but
yeah.
I guess with the news of CM Punk signing with AEW, they needed...
Yeah, they needed a big name, yeah.
They needed to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? They could have had Becky or Brock come on Monday Night Raw, but maybe they just wanted to get it over with, and we'll see what happens on Raw.
And then the WWE 2K22, we got a little trailer for that.
Yeah, that's coming out in March, and... I will definitely be getting that. You can see me streaming with Mr. Blizzstrong.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm definitely going to probably get that, my hands on that. Hopefully, I'll have a PS5 by then, but we'll see.
No, I think it's for PS4 too.
Yeah. Eventually, I want to upgrade because my disk drive on my PlayStation doesn't work very well. So I'm in the market to get a new one eventually. But anyway. And I think AEW, eventually, they're in the market to, they have a video game developer, I think.
Oh yeah, they're working hard on video games. They have an app for iTunes and Google Android, I think, right now.
Okay. Off to yeah, they haven't really released a date for a video game, but it's definitely in the works.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because I know Kenny Omega is one of their wrestlers is definitely like a hardcore gamer.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, the thing we forgot to mention is that Xavier Woods, Miz, and Morrison.
That little spot. That was kind of with the Super Soakers.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Xavier looks so much, he looks so different.
Yeah, he especially came out like representing the Wolfpack NWO design.
Yeah, he looked different. And then they had randomly Shinsuke Nakamura would come out.
Ricky Boggs.
What is that?
What
is that, like his new announcer or something?
No, he's an NXT former NXT wrestler that I think played air guitar. I'll have to send you one of his things on NXT that he did.
Okay, yeah, I just see him. He looks like dressed up like Richard Simmons, ready to give an exercise session.
Yeah, but
that's kind of, he had those 90s colors going on.
And then he went for the Old Spice commercials there.
Wow.
So, yeah. Now they're bringing him in as Shinsuke Nakamura's hype man, I think.
Yeah, is he on SmackDown or Raw?
Yeah, he's on SmackDown with Shinsuke.
And who gets Damian Priest is on Raw?
Yeah.
Okay, so they each have their belt. I wonder who's going to go after what with those belts next. I guess we'll find out.
But they need to do something with the Intercontinental Championship.
Well, Shinsuke won it. They got to get someone to challenge him who can actually make that belt prominent again.
Jake Thomas.
Yeah. Jake Thomas is in recovery. He got an injury. And I'm gonna have a video about that. We actually did film a news video a week ago, which we're gonna air at the end of the month. It's gonna be the positive news over the summer. And one of our buddies actually, we had a special sportscaster that we're gonna throw into the news mix when you see that video later this month. But other than that, I mean, I think we covered almost all the matches, didn't we?
I think so.
And we got the championship matches, you got both the women's matches, you had the Drew match, you had the Edge, and you even had, what other kickoff matches were there?
I don't think there was any.
Was it just the Big E?
Yeah, but something I didn't get about the kickoff show with Jerry the King Lawler, Booker T, and some other people is that they did this Splish Splash duck segment. And I'm like, what the fuck does this have to do with anything?
I'm kind of glad I didn't catch that.
Even my buddy Justin, who I call Chimpy, if other pro wrestling podcasts, he was like, what the fuck is this shit? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't, I'm kind of glad I didn't catch that.
That's like that giant squid, a lot of pay-per-views ago, coming out of the dumpster in Tekken, the Viking Raiders and
Kirtan Lowry. I like the Viking Raiders. See, they're a true tag team.
Yeah, because they were in the indies together.
Yeah, are they on SmackDown?
No, I think they're on Raw.
I'd like them to go after them and the Usos going after. I would like to see that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because they're two tag teams, not just two guys. I mean, okay, RK-Bro is basically two single guys thrown together, but I like their chemistry and they're entertaining. So if you can do it that way, then I think it's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it just like the Amos and AJ, it felt awkward from the start. Don't you agree?
Yeah, like I think WWE needs to like take the Young Bucks from AEW and bring them to WWE.
I don't think you're ever going to see that. I agree, but I just don't ever think that's going to happen. Because they're always kind of the indie guys, and they pride themselves on that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I hope that they fix the tag team division and gives it a little bit more, and give the United States an Intercontinental belt a little bit more prominence back, because right now people forget it's even there. But I'm glad they gave it to Priest. He deserves it.
Yeah, if anybody from WWE storyboard or writers hear this, definitely sign the Russian blonde bombshells Zana, Lana, and Natalia Markova. I think that would make the women's division hot right there.
Any help they can get right now, because they need it. I mean, AEW as well. I don't really know much about their women's division, but
oh, and Suzy Q. You got to bring Suzy Q into the women's division.
I don't think the world is ready to deal with Suzy Q. She will take every belt they have.
Have her and Nyla Rose from AEW tag team up. I think that'd be good.
Or have her in a swimsuit match.
Yeah.
I think they'd be blind and I'd hit a stunner. But other than that, I think we pretty much covered the SummerSlam. Is there any other wrestling topics you want to talk about? Any shout-outs before we get going?
Just go check out our sponsor, www.thehannibalt.com, or search The Hannibal TV on YouTube. They're at like over 285,000 subscribers.
And check out what's your YouTube?
Plistron. Check me out on TikTok. If you go to my TikTok, I have all my links under Linktree /Plistron. So.
Oh yeah, can you send me that link for that? By the way.
Yeah.
Because I want to set that up. Maybe I'll do that this weekend. Okay. Follow Perpetual Comedy. Subscribe. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Spotify, Anchor, all the streaming services that you can find our podcast. And I hope everyone enjoys it. And this week should be interesting. Everyone watch Monday Night Raw and SmackDown. And maybe we'll do another podcast reacting to what's going to be happening next in the wrestling
world. And also check out the King of Connecticut kit. Matt Granahan, because he has more swagger than Mick Jagger. He's the suntan Superman. He's got more sex appeal than Vince Neil, and he's too handsome for Hollywood.
Alrighty, on that note, you take care, JRP.
You take too. Take care too, brother.
Thanks for guys for listening to the podcast. Until next time.
And stay too sweet.
Boo!